When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. We're in the midst of several different things, but in the interest of saving time, Jeremy went to go find Kevin, who runs the studio, because Jake's cold like a bitch in the... what is that room? The engineer room?
The engineer room, the booth. Yeah.
But Giancarlo has a lot to share, so I don't want to take away from his time, because I know you said you have a lot to say.
Yeah, there's just so much on my mind.
Felt constricting, which I understand.
Yeah, I mean, I get that the show's got its structures, and all that all makes sense to me. But I don't know, there's just so many things going on in the world, and I just kind of feel like there's a lot to talk about. Let's start with...
Oh, hold on. You know what I've been trying to do?
Yeah.
Sorry, I know you were so excited to talk. And then I interrupted you again, but you're used to that. So this is Sydney.
Sydney,
yeah. We've been trying to set Sydney up with Jake.
Oh, boy.
Hi. Is Sydney in there? For a while. Sydney, how are you, Sydney? So, Sydney, come here, buddy.
Oh, man.
Hi, I'm Sydney.
I'm Cindy.
Cindy, nice Sydney. To get that on the
Yeah, so this is G, my business partner.
G, okay.
Yeah, so we were going to do an opener, but then you were here and you came in. So
anyway.
What's the issue here, you two? Jake, come on in the studio.
I could. How about she come?
She can't
in here?
Hear you. She can't hear you.
She can come in here.
Oh, Cindy,
a well-timed.
Is that your other boyfriend? Is that the problem?
It's my boss.
Let me talk to him.
It's a lady.
Let me talk to her.
Hi, Mom. Good. How are you?
Let me talk to her. Hang on. I'm gonna talk to Sydney's boss, guys. So for all of you, Sydney, give me that phone.
She's doing Michael's podcast. She wants to talk to you.
Boss is like, why would I want to talk to her?
Okay. I don't know. Just
oh boy, here we go.
Sydney's been in the studio, guys. I've been trying to say
Anna.
Okay, hang on. Hey, Anna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Can you give me some intel on Sydney? Here's my situation. I have an engineer that's painfully single. And I've been trying to make this happen, and like these two kind of circle around each other, like in these brief moments. So like we went and got Sydney to change the thermostat because Jake really is actually a bitch and he's cold. But instead of getting Kevin, I got Sydney. But can I get like, is there some intel here? Is she like are you a homo?
No.
Well then what's your problem? Go out with Jake.
I know. You know what? I've been over this phase, and I'm just now getting ready to...
What does Jake look like?
Jake is cute. He's 6 foot... How tall are you?
Hairy like an orangutan.
He's 6'2". You're bigger than 6'2". You're as big as
G. 6'3", yeah.
6'3", yeah.
I don't know why he's
so
cold.
Tall and lanky.
I've got no fat on my bones.
Yeah, he is a little... She can't hear you, though, because the boss doesn't have the headphones on. You're in there. See, I told you come in here.
Right.
He's got like an Abe Lincoln kind of beard. He's doing that right now. And like, but he's cute. He's super cute. Great little personality. 25 these days?
26.
Oh, you're old now.
Look at that tuft.
Yeah, he's got like, he's a like 70s kind of furry, which I think is in for these kids today. You know
wow,
what I mean?
You are furry.
Yeah, well, I don't know her type because we've just started working together.
Oh, okay.
But I can can work on her for you.
That would be helpful. Yeah, like, I mean, well, okay, ask the young lady out.
I think they'd be a good looking couple.
Gave me your number, and then all my texts got deleted, and I was like, oh, I'm not gonna.
You worthless sack of shit. Be a man.
Okay, here's
call Kevin.
Just need to get in the
be a man.
Yeah, I was, you know, I'm leaving on Monday. So.
For Nicaragua.
Yeah.
That's okay. Go for a drink.
You're coming back.
Before Monday, right, Anna, right?
A beverage, a tea.
Exactly.
Sure.
A tea?
They're going for a tea.
Oh, what the boy. Fuck is wrong with your entire generation? A tea? This is why no one likes you kids. This is why. Okay, Martini, Cindy, alcoholic Martini, Cindy. Jillian, and you two idiots are going for a tea. What's the matter with you? Get a drink, Jake.
I'll have a drink. You could have a tea you want.
Cindy, are you sober?
Are you, she likes them already.
I feel like alcohol.
She likes weed.
Okay, get...
Oh, your boss.
Oh, apparently Cindy is sober. Cindy is sober. Cindy is sober. She won't drink, and she never, ever does drugs, apparently. So what is going to happen is they are going to go for a tea.
We'll go for a
high. I keep smoking weed.
And that's what's happening. All right, so yeah, Anna, any help would be greatly appreciated.
What is his Instagram?
What's your Instagram, Stinky? Ace of Jakes.
Ace is full of Jakes.
Ace is full of Jakes.
I like it.
Kind of looks like a frat boy thing on there, but he's really not. I've known him since he was like 5 years old.
Garden pictures and dogs.
Oh, there's garden pictures and dogs on there now?
Yeah.
Oh, you've civilized yourself. Yeah, no. He's like a good husband material. Tall. I told you, tall, furry.
He's private. What's he hiding? I can't stop that.
Why are you private? I'm private yourself. Why are you private?
Even I'm not private.
He's unprivating right now.
Yeah. Martini Cindy is
okay,
just...
Okay, good. Well, now I'll be able to get a full assessment, and I will work Sydney to help make this happen.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Anna. It takes doers like you and me to make these things happen.
It takes a village.
Right. Yes. Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
I just sent you.
Can I talk to Sydney?
Your employee? I guess so, yeah. Here you go.
Back to work.
Okay, bye.
All right.
And because he's in here...
We can't even end the show, yeah, because Jake's in here now. All right, well, go run your little ass back into the other room and turn us off, for God's sake. Gia, we come right back for you, sweetie.
Okay, Mama.
Yeah.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton, and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
All right. Can healthy be delicious? Of course it can. And with Sunbasket, the answer is heck yeah, of course it can. So forget like protein shaking it and like crappy diet food or eating out because you don't know how to cook, which I am guilty of until Sunbasket. Start cooking fresh, healthy meals with delicious organic produce with Sunbasket. It's super simple. It's delivered right to your door. Everything tastes delicious. They have all different kinds of menus for you to choose from, whether it's paleo, gluten-free, lean and clean, vegan, Mediterranean, family options, and so much more. And it's all delivered in perfect portions, so you don't have to waste money or waste ingredients. You just go to sunbasket.com/Jillian today to learn more, and they'll give you $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/Jillian for $35 off, people. sunbasket.com/Jillian. Sorry, G. I feel much better. That situation was just coming to a head.
I get it.
And now it's okay. It's your turn to talk.
I was just saying, there's just so much going on everywhere.
Yeah.
And let's just deal with the, for me, which is the 800-pound gorilla in everyone's life, social media. What is the deal? Like, people get upset because you don't post. People get upset because you don't look at their DMs. People get annoyed because you don't.
The DM thing is big for these kids. They like still like you to slide into their DMs. And you have to say that. You have to say it like that.
Slide.
Slide into my DMs. Yeah, it's important that you say
that. I literally was finding, I've like checked out from social and I've decided like, hey, you know what? I'll use it when I'm doing something that I want other people to, you know, enjoy. For example, chasing the blizzard versus chasing the lights in Norway. You know, just standing out in the middle of nowhere in the freezing cold out in Norway, stuff like that.
Slices of life.
But honestly, like the commitment that it takes, I don't have that time.
Oh my God, it's insane.
And like the fact that when I have a minute to think, I got to pick up my phone to look. Yeah. And it was like, I said, I can't do this anymore. I suspended Facebook about a year ago. And people were like, are you okay?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Dick, pick up the phone and call me.
I know.
Because that's what it does, right? People don't feel like they have to have a connection with you anymore in real time. They're like, oh, he's good. Oh, she's good. He's good. I mean, I don't get it.
I make Greg call a girl and ask her out. He was freaked out. I made him pick up the phone and call.
How do you not? So, how do you not call if you're?
And then she answered the phone, and he shit himself. He goes. He looks at me. He's like, "Now what?" And I was like, "Oh my god!"
Speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I oh, it's a little like intimidating.
To what?
To not call, but it's like, it's weird.
Talk to me, man. What do you mean intimidating?
Because, okay, listen, like when you can just slide into the DM or like you're used to just texting, you know?
Into the DM.
My man, you're trying to slide right in. I get it. But,
yeah, but, you
know. But these tools are just like, it's so awkward. It's like everyone you look around, everyone has their head down.
Yeah.
It's very
like,
true.
Like life
very
is going
true.
By. It's like we grew up in a time, and when I say we, the collective yeah. we, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where communication was everything. I tell people all the time, like, what's one piece of entrepreneurial advice? Guess what? Put your phone down and say hi to the person next to you. You don't know how your life could change. But yeah. honestly, like, my mother drives me 100%. Fucking crazy with the social. She'll send me some shit. Then she'll text me.
Oh, my
me.
God. We're supposed to do a Adela quiz
we'll call
today.
Her, we'll call her today.
I forgot
she'll
we're doing an Adela quiz for fitness.
She'll text me to tell me to check my Instagram.
No!
And then when I don't reply within a certain amount of time, she calls me to tell me, have you looked at your... And I'm like, Mommy... I'm like, I'm working. I'm sleeping. I'm busy. Like, who's got the time? Jill, what happened to you?
That's the worst espresso I have ever had.
Just,
I seriously just drank a swig of... What'd you put in my coffee?
Cigarette
you
water.
You little shit. Did Mine's you pee great. In here?
No, it was a racist the, coffee place.
What is... That's the racist coffee place that you went to. Yeah. Oh, my God. I've never had an espresso quite
funny.
So horrible.
That face, I will if tell I you, could have gotten my camera going...
I will tell you, the that's one fun thing about social media is all the random people, because I set my account to private, all the people that want to follow you that you don't let in, the kinds of direct messages that they send you.
Oh, like what?
Nudies. All kinds of stuff.
Why don't I?
Nudies.
I don't
on,
think my
on
palate
sides,
will ever be the same.
Men and women.
Do you have gum?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm... Did you? Wow. What the fuck did you do to my coffee?
By the way, I love that I'm only talking to myself here.
No, you're not. I truly can't breathe anymore.
Hold on.
Yeah, but
no,
see,
you're not. I'm listening.
You can, you find her gum. And
this
then,
is unbelievable. Yeah, but, pain. Oh my god.
See,
Jeremy.
I like.
Oh god, never
Facebook
go there again.
To stay in touch with people I grew up with, just for that reason. Did you make the basket?
I did.
Oh, right. No. But like Instagram, I never use Instagram and. You asked me like last
I
month.
I only use Instagram.
You were like, do you have an Instagram? I was like, yeah.
At Martini Cindy.
Yeah.
That's it. You can go like Cindy.
Really...
And I post like once a week and it's usually, it's a martini. I mean, I think I have 5 posts. It's like, it's a martini in a book now usually. That's it. So.
I rarely ever use social media for anything other than just like. Seeing what's going on in
a
the
lot
world.
Of you guys don't post.
I rarely post anything.
I noticed that the kids only post.
So I'm on the right trend by not posting.
No, but here's what they do. Here's what they do. They wait to post until they're doing something incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. So right. It makes it seem like their life is
yes.
just.
Yes. So like they're like, my brother never posts. When he's in Norway, he posts. When he's in Thailand, he posts. Back home, doesn't post. But he will story a lot.
Interesting.
Of the dog.
I just feel.
I've never done
sense,
a
though.
Story at all.
Why is that?
I would. You know, I don't want to see your boring ass life day to day, but if you're my buddy and you're in Thailand, yeah, I want to see what you're doing.
I agree.
That makes sense.
That I agree with. And that's how I, like, I'm going this weekend, I'm going to Vail to go skiing with my friend Natalie.
Right.
Right. That, there'll be beautiful moments that I want to capture so people know how beautiful the Rocky Mountains
are. I can't post that because then I'm making our audience feel like I'm saying what a great life I have. And that always gets terrible engagement for me.
Really?
And then I'm not relatable. Mm-hmm. And I'm snooty and I'm whatever. I don't know. Yeah, I never post that stuff.
I mean, being like the most powerful fitness
You're
trainer in the world.
Fucking Michaels.
Yeah, I know.
That's not really
Scroll down for
anyway.
Nudes.
I know.
Still haven't seen it.
I never do because you don't let me post them. You told me
True.
I'm not allowed.
True.
Yeah, now those days are older.
So,
like,
I don't know. That's that.
Yeah.
The other thing is I feel like I have so much energy this year. Right,
because you don't have kids.
Because I'm so focused.
When's that going to happen?
Right, right.
And I have such clarity on the things that I want to achieve for us business-wise that I feel like I have all this like ATP or mitochondria that I want to sell or give to people.
Where the fuck are you covered up with this?
Because I've been reading a lot. So think about, right, mitochondria is your powerhouse for your cells, right?
I'm listening.
Right. So think about it. What happens with all of that? I have too much of it. I don't drink caffeine.
Oh, right? Thank God.
I just live off water.
Look at you.
But, you know, she's like, how do you do it? I'm like, I don't know. I just go, 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 go.
He does go, go, go. And he doesn't I have eat, to have which drives caffeine. Me crazy.
You can't what?
I have to have caffeine.
I do too.
Yeah, you see, I don't need any external stimulant.
Working for Jill, I have to have caffeine.
He doesn't sleep, though. I got to work with him on, like, what? Because he's like, I'll catch every ball. And I'm like, I'd rather you catch only the ones that matter. And there's no way for him to know which ones to catch. So I'm
so
like,
I'm just always... so
I'll be like, tell me the 10 balls that are in the air and I'll say, grab these three. Because he's like, but I saw this and like he got a fraud email the other day from Facebook that like lit him up forever. Because he's like, oh my God, they're going to shut down our Facebook account. They need these passwords. What are your passwords? It was like 11 o'clock at night. And I was like, oh shit. I'm like, honey, it's fraud. Go to bed.
They're trying to hack into you.
Yeah, he's like,
you have a hard time sleeping?
Now he does.
Yeah.
Now he does.
White noise, my man. White noise.
Always had that problem.
White noise.
That does the trick?
Bro, I'm telling you.
White noise sounds a lot like me talking. So I don't know that that'll work.
You watch The Simpsons, right? Maggie, all she hears, blah, 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 blah. Same thing. White noise is incredible.
And make up a story in your head that you're walking into the woods.
I don't know.
I like books on tape.
Yeah. Oh, the one I'm doing right now is amazing.
Which one are you doing?
Pimp by Iceberg Slim.
Never heard of it.
Book written in the 60s about a pimp. And the whole business of being a pimp. Dave Chappelle actually turned me on to it. I was watching his comedy special.
Oh.
And they compare the book to The Art of War.
Really? I believe it. That whole world.
Fascinating.
It's just like, I was watching a, it's a Lifetime movie. I never watched Lifetime. But I was looking for stuff on the plane because I had no internet. So I couldn't work on the way from Hawaii to LA.
That's sort of a blessing.
No, I was tripping. I have so much to do. Like, it's really annoying because
I
wanted
to get a hold of her.
Yeah,
you must have been.
It was a bummer, but I watched just like the cocaine godmother story, like that whole like drugs pimp, like that stuff's dark shit, man.
It's fascinating.
I thank God every day I was like lucky enough to not fall into that kind of world. That's a bummer. Anyway, is that all for the opener? Where are you going?
It's so hot in here.
Oh, my God.
She turned it.
Oh, my God. Now it's hot in here. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's why she turned the whole
Jacob,
she
you warmed
it
up.
For Jake.
Jake.
I warmed up a bit, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
All right, we're good.
All right. Do you have a space, whether it's a home office or a guest bathroom, or I don't know, your entire home that you've been thinking about redoing, but honestly just don't have the time, feel overwhelmed, don't particularly have the skill set? And I know this because I struggled with all of that with our farmhouse. I just was like, I don't know how to do this. I don't want to spend thousands of dollars on expensive designers. And the cool thing about this company, Havenly, is that they have a ton of super skilled, unbelievably talented designers that they match you with based on your unique style and taste. They also have access to hundreds of retailers so they can guarantee you the best prices on all the design items that you love. So it's incredibly convenient, it's incredibly affordable, and everyone deserves to love the space they're living in. So turn your Pinterest board into a reality. Try Havenly today by visiting havenly.com/Jillian. And they're going to give you 25% off your design package. That's HAVENLY.com/Jillian for 25% off your design package. Havenly.com/Jillian. All right, we've got Chelsea on the line. I got to be honest, Chelsea, I have not read your email question. You know why? I was peeing when they were calling you.
Yes.
So I'm going into this cold. All I see is Oklahoma. That's all I've seen. What's going on, Chelsea?
Okay, So I've maintained a pretty solid level of fitness most of my life, just by staying active and eating clean. But since I started working in my career, it's become more of a challenge for me. I'm sitting at a desk for the majority of my day, and I've noticed that my legs will actually start hurting after sitting for extended periods of time. So my problem is that it's too cold to work out outside. The weather in Oklahoma, it's either too hot or too cold, always. So I worry about going to the gym in the middle of flu season. So I wanted to know if it would be enough to just do like yoga and Pilates type workouts at home to get me through the winter, or if I need to be doing more challenging cardio on a regular basis.
Okay. There are two things to sort of address here. I don't think you should live in fear of the gym, sweetie. I mean, if people get sick, you know, it happens. Like, if you have an open cut, then you need to worry about something called MRSA, which is methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, which is just a kind of really nasty bacterial infection. If you have a cut, you cover it with a Band-Aid and clothes. You know, you wear long sleeves and pants. You bring a towel. You don't touch your face. And quite honestly, you should be okay. And if you get a cold or a flu, like, the world's not going to end. I've had one for about 6 weeks because I have little kids. And I finally got better. And that's because I was working a lot and being crazy. And yeah, it sucks. But, you know, it's, in my opinion, it's compromising the quality of your life. It sounds like it is anyway. And I think there are ways to avoid it and just be smart. So I would want you to really consider going to the gym a few times a week. You know, if you don't want to be in like the sweaty, nasty, like spin class, like that, I totally get. But, you know, going and running on the treadmill, doing the Stairmaster, using the equipment and the free weights and what have you, like, just don't touch your face. Make a real conscious effort. And you touch weights, not to touch your face and wash your hands. And I really think you'll be okay. With that said, when we talk about what you need to do, what are your fitness goals? Just overall wellness?
Pretty much just overall wellness. I was athletic all throughout high school and college. I ran track and I was a dancer. So I've always been pretty active, but now just working an office job, I'm not as active as I used to be. So it's really just wanting to stay in shape and stay healthy.
Right.
I used to have a tendency to overdo it. My mom is really heavy into CrossFit, and I feel like she overdoes it often. And I'm like on her all the time, CrossFit. Like saying, I think you're overdoing it. And she swears she's not, but CrossFit, I just want to try and find that balance.
CrossFit is okay. Like twice a week with a great teacher.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
But it, other than that, it's like, it just, there's zero trainer logic to CrossFit. It's the same 20 exercises over and 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 over. It's just, there's a reason they're called Olympic lifts. Keyword being Olympic. Not for the amateur and not to time and not over and over and over and over. I mean, it's just, there's no, like, I could go on and on and on about that one. But the reality is, if you wanted to do CrossFit twice a week with a great coach, you know, no more, and separate the days. So it should be like a Tuesday and a Friday, you know, which is a different conversation. I know there are a lot of CrossFitters out there, but at the end of the day, it's just, I'd be more than happy to get into a conversation with any of them. And I think that, you know, as much as they claim that they hit every modality of fitness, they don't. It's power over and over and over and over and over and over. It's speed and strength. It's power. It's explosive movement over and over and over. So, you know, for me, when it comes to overall wellness, I like people to hit every modality, you know, over the course of the month to train your body with flexibility, right? Because flexibility and strength is mobility, agility, stability, endurance, power, speed, strength, it's a little overwhelming, but that's where I'm like, look, you know, do different workouts and you should be fine. Like, do a yoga workout, do a boot camp workout, do a bike ride, you know, climb the stairs. As long as you're mixing up your workouts, you're going to get that variety in your routine either way. However, a lot of times people don't like to do certain things. And they like to do others. Like, I like to dance. I like to do yoga. And it's like, all right, you know what? Fair enough. So the best workout is going to be the one you're doing consistently. But I would say, like, again, I see a lot of overthinking. And here's going to be my basic rule of thumb for you. Move your body 4 to 6 times a week. 20 minutes up, you know, I think an hour is way too long. But if you're doing, like, a lower intensity, more endurance-based workout, like a long bike ride or something, which you're saying obviously you can't do right now because it's cold outside, but if you're in the gym or what have you, 20 minutes to an hour, the shorter the time duration, the more intense the workout should be. The longer the workout, the more moderate the intensity should be. And you know, eat clean and you'll be fine. And at that point, yeah, I think if you can mix it up, mix it up. I wouldn't even want somebody doing yoga every day. Because again, it's a lot of repetitive motion, a lot of repetitive movements, and you're using the same muscle groups over and over and over in the same way, over and over and over. So is it better than nothing? Sure. But I'd like to see variety in a routine. So whether you're going in and one day you're doing, let's say, push muscles, chest, shoulders, triceps, quads, and then the next day you go in and you do pull muscles, back, biceps, hamstrings, then you're still getting that variety in your routine and you're giving an adequate amount of recovery. So ultimately, you could just engage in the things you enjoy and mix it up, right? Or you could build a very specific regimen if you've got the time. And there's a ton of information out there. I mean, literally, you could use one of my DVDs and get all the basics of like how I split up information, or take a book out from the library and see how I do muscle splits with push and pull and separating the days. But I wouldn't overthink it. I wouldn't overdo it. And I really think you'd be okay going to the gym, kiddo. Unless there's another reason that's messing with you.
That's true. Yeah, I've become kind of just phobic, I guess, of just, I don't want to get sick, and it's a very public place. And so it's, yeah.
Is that the only thing, though, that stresses you out about it? The gym?
Well, it's also, I think a lot of it right now, it being winter, it stresses me out, but also just the repetitiveness of it, and that I go in there and it's not really fun for me, which I don't know if it's fun for anybody.
All right, now
so
we're talking.
That might be my other problem. I need to find activities other than like lifting weights in the gym or the treadmill or the bike better.
Now we're talking.
That might be part of it.
Okay. So this is a different conversation. So, all right. Are there classes there? Like, is there a dance class? Is there a hip hop class? Anything like that?
Well, when I was in college, we had a wellness center, and I would take classes like Zumba and spinning and kickboxing and yoga, Pilates type stuff. But that was the wellness center at my school. So after I graduated, I haven't been able to really find anything like that. So
there's nothing like that in Oklahoma, like a Crunch franchise or anything like that?
There probably is. I think I need to look around. I've just kind of been doing my own thing and getting bored with it.
Yeah. All right. Here's what I want you to do, kid. I want you to do a little research into some boutique studios, okay? And see, or classes, like a gym that offers classes, because a lot of gyms do. And I want you to say, like, all right, you know what? I'm going to take a Pilates class once a week, a yoga class once a week, a spin class once a week, a dance class once a week. Done. A CrossFit class once a week. I don't know why I made a fart sound. I have no idea. I've been with my son for quite some time in very close quarters, and so the thing just slipped out. She's a whole nother show. Okay. So I want you to piece together something that you find interesting. And you know what else I'll do? I'm going to get your I have your phone number. I'm going to have Jeremy reach out, and I'll give you a year-long subscription to my app. And you could do stuff in your apartment as well. And it's got kickboxing and yoga and body weight and core. And yes, there are a lot of explosive movements, but you could choose workouts without it. And this way you've got like stuff for home. You've got, okay. you look for boutique gyms, take some classes and piece it together. And I think that's really what's going on. And with the sick stuff, just wear clothes, just cover your upper body, lower body. If you have a cut, make sure it's covered. Don't touch your face. And wash your hands before and after leaving the gym, and bring your own towel.
All right. Sounds good.
Try that. Because I do think that's what's happening. I think you're just getting bored.
Well, she got her marching orders.
Yeah. All right, Scooter.
All right. Scooter. Thank you so much.
All right, honey. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall.
Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, my little contact wearers, if you are constantly being put out, having to go to the eye doctor and get your prescription renewed for your contacts, and it's a huge pain, and I say this because pretty much everyone in my life wears contacts. I actually don't, but I have to hear about what a pain it is for them. Check out Simple Contacts. It's incredibly convenient. You never got to leave home to get your prescription renewed or to order more contacts. They've got licensed ophthalmologists that review every exam carefully to make sure your eyes are healthy and that your vision hasn't changed. They've got all different brands of lenses, so there are tons of choices. And the exam is only $20. Compare that to an appointment. I mean, it would cost so much more. Standard shipping is free. Contacts are priced competitively. And best of all, they're offering a promotion to my listeners. So check this out, people. Get excited. All you got to do is go to simplecontacts.com/Jillian, and you're going to get $30 off your contact lenses. You just go to simplecontacts.com/Jillian, enter the code Jillian at checkout, and it's that simple. Also, this isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam.
We're going to do a fitness quiz with G's mom.
Papi.
Yes, John.
Is mommy there?
Yes, she's downstairs.
Can you get her on the phone, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Bella, pick up Giancarlo.
Hello.
Mommy.
Okay.
What's up?
Yeah, what are you, baby?
I'm in the studio with Jillian, Jeremy, and Cindy. Say hi.
Hi.
And Jake.
Hi.
Hi, Mommy.
Hello, everybody.
Mommy, so there's a couple of things we got to ask you. All right, Mommy, let's talk about the fitness classes you take.
Yeah.
All right, Jill's here. So she wants to know, what's your routine like?
I think we should give a – I was going to test your fitness knowledge.
Oh, I'm not good at that, but let's see.
Okay. What do you do before every workout?
I do stretching.
Static stretching, or are you moving, dynamic stretching?
I don't know how to call it, but I stretch, you know. I just – stretch myself, my legs, and around.
Okay.
Do some warm up.
With the stretching.
Right.
Okay. So I don't want you to do the stretching anymore. I want you to do light cardio and only stretch after the workout.
Tell her light cardio. What you mean by that?
Light cardio, like walking for 5 minutes, or light jogging, or a little bike ride, like at the gym.
Okay.
So like get that heart rate up, but stretching only after the workout.
Okay.
What's the number one natural performance aid to boost your strength and endurance during your workout?
Be gentle.
Natural performance aid.
So, Mommy, what can you take before you exercise to give you a better workout? The number one thing.
Well, I take my vitamins in the morning.
Okay. What else can you take to give you an energy boost?
Water.
Okay. What else can you do to besides hydrate yourself?
I take that. How do you call that?
Do you drink Ensure?
No.
Okay.
Right. Well, that's because we taught her better than that.
Mm-hmm. So, Mommy, think about Puppy. Exactly, since you're on the phone, what's the number one thing that you or Mommy can take to boost your workout, energy level wise?
As far as I know, vitamins.
Actually, cocaine is the best for that. So the next time you go to the gym, right before you go, I want you to do a big fat rail. Okay?
Don't listen to her.
Mommy.
What?
Did you hear her? Mommy.
Again.
Mommy.
Yes?
Did you hear her?
No.
Oh, my God. Do you have the volume turned up?
No.
No.
The volume is all up, Giancarlo.
It is. Okay. Next question.
What is the number one excuse people cite for not exercising?
Laziness.
Good one. Anyone else have some throw-ins?
Time.
Time, yeah.
Yeah, time.
Time. People are lazy. They are time. They have other commitments. And they think that they're in good shape, even though they are not.
Well, the number one answer is actually a third nipple.
What? That's what it says, a third nipple.
Yeah. They
what is a third nipple?
Meaning that instead of having two nipples, they have one more.
Oh, I saw this is the nipple.
I could be anywhere, I guess. This is a study that Jill was sent by the University of California Aerobic Association. They're doing a study on performance issues within the gym environment. All right, so let me ask you this. Mommy, what are the things that bother you most about the gym environment?
What is the thing that the one that I go is a very nice gym.
Mm-hmm.
So everything over there, I like it. But one of the things I don't like in some gyms is that they are not clean.
Okay.
Yeah.
That people sweat and they go and go in a bicycle or any of the machines, and then somebody else, you know, they stood up and you sit over there, and I'm very careful about that.
They don't clean it, meaning, right?
They clean, but what happens is when somebody uses and I'm going to use after you, mm-hmm. so you don't clean.
What do you think about the people that are just standing in front of the mirrors taking pictures of themselves?
Oh, well, that's jeans are full of that.
Right. Yeah. So do you like social media, Mommy?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Do you spend a lot of time on social media?
Not really. Oh. I spend less.
Papi, what do you have to say about that?
Less than what you think I do. For example, I give you an example today.
Okay.
Today, I turn on my phone at 2 p.m., and I haven't even checked my Instagram today on my Facebook.
Adela, are you sliding into people's DMs these days?
If I'm sliding into what?
Jeremy, please explain.
Explain to my mom what a DM is.
Translation, Jenkat.
Jeremy's going
to
explain it too.
To send someone a message on Instagram.
It's usually a sext.
A direct message.
It's a sext.
It doesn't
They're
have
usually
to be...
sexting. They send sexts
No, I don't know.
No?
Mommy, you know when you send me like the videos of like the dogs doing funny things?
Oh.
Yes.
That's what Jillian's talking about, a DM, a direct message.
I didn't know what that was, Giancarlo.
Now you know. It's the little arrow in the upper right-hand corner, DM.
Ah, okay.
Okay, wait, I got another one for her. Okay. Adela, do you ever jog?
Jog? Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever get a stitch, like a little side cramp when you're jogging?
You know what? Sometimes a little bit in the back of my leg, just a little bit.
In the leg, okay. Okay, that's actually electrolytes will help with that.
Yeah, exactly. I take, you know what I do?
What?
I take at night tonic water.
Oh, yeah. And you could also do like a little coconut water as well. That'll help.
Yeah, I also do. Yeah.
So what do you do for a stomach cramp when you're running? What should you do before you run to prevent that?
Cramps, I really don't get them.
But advice for other people.
Oh, advice for other people?
Yeah.
Well, I don't eat a lot of food before running.
She's right.
She's spot on.
But what's the top reason? What's the top reason? She's hydrate, yes.
Good job, Mommy.
Oh, if you have to eat something like I do when I go to yoga, I have yogurt.
Yogurt, good.
Yeah.
Okay. You can also ask your husband to rub your belly.
That's a good one. And you should take a really big bowel movement. If you can't have a bowel movement, you're not allowed to go for a jog. You could have a heart attack and die.
Really?
Yeah, so take a shit, Mommy.
Don't worry, I'm good at that.
This is why she's not getting the stomach cramp I told you
about. That's it, yeah. 47 years of marriage on the phone. Go figure. All right, Mommy, well, I'm going to let you off the hook, and you're very proud of you. You were able to give some good information, and Papi, thank you, too.
Oh, what? Information to who?
To Jill's listeners on the podcast, Mommy. You're on the podcast.
Thank you so
really?
Much.
Mommy, I just told you, you had all these listeners listening in. So stop texting and driving.
Remember, exercise and eat well.
Right, but stop texting and driving, Mommy. You really need to stop doing that.
Exactly. And you know what? You should be the first one.
Go get him.
All right, Mommy. Papi, love you. Ciao. Okay.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Ciao. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Jillian. Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.